Rachel.
Merci.
Prêt?
Merci, merci. Fine. This shall stop. Fine. That's a shame. Shame, shame, I said, stop, I shall stop.
Are you sure or not?
Merci.
Yep. So far, I think it's good. Go ahead, start. I have to
do it. Start, Tav Chaim. Tav Chaim says.
Oh, what page are you on?
We're only less than a day. We're up to day 15. Right? And we're in the middle of going through a negative commandment which one transgresses, possibly one transgresses when they speak Lashon Hara. Good?
You speak
Lashon Hara. So we said earlier there is a issue for the Torah to verbal abuse. Verbal abuse. Now you don't like me, this, that. Issue the right. The Torah says us. Verbal abuse. Okay?
Escuche.
So, could be do verbal abuse. Could be is it the right? When saying something negative, then causing the person to be embarrassed, then he transgressed is it the right of the lotisa alachay. Do not bear a sin because of him. Because there is a derisa against embarrassing someone. And even when we're giving someone rebuke, the Torah warns us to be very careful not to embarrass them. And if one does embarrass other people in public, they have to contend with the sages, words of our sages. But they say one who shames his friend in public has no portion in the world to come. Imagine, scary. One who shames his friend in public, does not have a portion in the world to come.
They do mitzvahs, they daven, they learn.
9% of portion goes to the other person. Oh, you think you're better than him? We're going to show you everything else. Now, Chafetz Chaim leads us through a conversation of Lashon Hara.
I'm sorry. You got a table? The Shamayim, you don't have one of the legs.
And here it's saying you don't get in, they don't let you in. Nothing. No portion. Scary. It'll be true, but I asked him, what's going on?
Are you make him? No,
I'm joking. How you make Shuva? Make Shuva. Be embarrassed on the public.
If someone embarrass someone in public,
no, there is no truth. He doesn't do truth. Everything, if he doesn't embarrass about it, he keeps doing whatever he wants. No portion of the world to come. And everything is true. You do true by asking the person forgiveness and ask Hashem. There's always true, and everything is true. But without true,
can they erase it?
Possible to erase everything. True works for everything. But if there's no true, there's no portion of the world. They just embarrass people. Some people go around embarrassing this person, that person, this, that. They don't do true on it. You get to the next world, there's no, there no portion of the world to come.
He's not embarrassed anymore. People.
If you really do true, you stop bothering people and ask forgiveness. You try this forgiveness whenever you can. You start changing your ways, and now not embarrassing anybody. Then it's good. Everything is true. Right? Always be true. Now Chafetz Chaim leads us through a Lashon Hara conversation. Keeping count of all the commandments that each participant transgressed. You know, to give an example of a story, to show us through one story how many commandments are transgressed.
So what does it say? It says that Mr. A tells Mr. B that Mr. C said something bad about it, right? A tells B, this guy said that you come late to davening every day. Mr. A said to him, B, C said you go late to davening every day. Good? He does it. This guy makes one. So this guy just got one X. He said Lashon Hara. This person, he accepted him. So he gets one X. Good? This person accepted him. This person spoke. Now what happened? He, Mr. B, goes back to him and says, how do you say Lashon Hara about me? You this, you that, he makes fun of him. So he just embarrassed him.
right? The subject, he embarrassed him, so he gets another X, he embarrassed him. What does C say? C says, how could A say it said such a thing? I never said such a thing. I never said it.
Well,
what happened? Mr. B comes and puts them all together. And says, in front of them, Mr. A, tell me again what he said about me. So again, he says, Mr. B says, so he also tells it that Mr. A told me you said something bad about me. Mr. B tells Mr. C, you said something bad about me. He said, no, I didn't. Right? But he said, ah, Mr. A told me. He just said Mechilus just now. And he just said Mechilus.
Mechilus is when C goes back to him. That is the Mechilus.
Now, even if he tells, if you say someone else did something wrong, that's right. If Mr. B says that, hey, Mr. A told me that you said bad about me.
C.
C. Mr. B said, Mr. C, Mr. A told me that you did something bad. That's Mechilus. Mechilus is saying, A told B that you did something wrong, man. So he just did Mechilus. By him saying that Mr. A told me you said something bad about me, that's Mechilus. He got come in front of me. And he says, I'll say the story even in front of me. He says, of course Mr. C said that you come late to the Avi every day. So he just embarrassed C in front of me. He gets another. Right? Then, that's not that story. So he says again, tell me again what he said about it. So he makes him repeat the reveal to another time. And then what happens? It's a lot of complicated story here. Complicated story, you know? Not the way he said it. I said he come like the Davri. I said he only come like the Davri on Shabbos. So he now says, you think I'm going to believe you now? So he does another. So when you enter a conversation, basically it comes out that the listener got 42. And the speaker only got 3. Which does not even think the speaker is the worst guy. Sometimes it could be the listener is the worst guy. A little complicated, but it's good. Sometimes if we examine our life, we find scenario in one way or another is extremely common. But time has advised us to be quick to acknowledge when we misunderstood one's alleged words about another. In this way, we will save ourselves and our acquaintances from many disputes and sins. Baruch Hashem. That's day number. Kabbalah Satari yesterday. Mikvah. Yosef was in the Mikvah. At 4:15. Now he's a kosher. Now he's a kosher Jew. Fine. Let's see the new Mishnah on Zion on the basis. Okay, for the new Mishnah, everyone's ready? After Shavuos, the new Kabbalah Satara. We're holding on the Mishnah on Zion of 7b, the bottom of 7b. 7b8. The bottom. Almost at the last, probably the last page of 7b. 7b5.
Right before the next Mishnah.
We're starting the new Mishnah. Okay. Starting the new Mishnah. Okay, Shmuel, here we can start. Yeah, we can start. What happened to me? Oh, let's see the Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, it's supposed to last Shabbos Torah, the day after Shavuos. Not so many people are like, you see. Baruch Hashem, whoever's here, we're very lucky. Hashem helped us get it today. Knishmat HaBarzal Mikita. Let's say the barzal, the iron, slipped from the handle, from the axe. Right, this guy's chopping his wood, his firewood. Chopping, chopping, chopping. And the metal went flying. chopping, the metal went flung. Hit a guy in the head, killed him. He called Salah, he's already dead. Charlie Sevilla is dead, dead. Right? This Rabbi Kisa said, Baharag, and he killed somebody. Rabbi, and Rabbi said, in this case, in the Golas, there's no Golas. There's not the Torah's case that says you go to Golas. Not the case. The Torah says, you kill someone by accident, you go to Golas. This is not the scenario. Here you don't go to Golas. No Golas. However, Rabbi Chava said, no, Golas, you do go to Golas. If this is the scenario, when the Torah says, you're chopping wood, you go to Golas, this is the Torah. Sorry, this is the Torah story. The axe piece of the axe was flying, and it killed somebody, that's when you go to Golas. Not in a different case. What about Menachem Eitzu Hamispakeya? Let's say a piece of wood which got split, that he was splitting, that's what fell. He got chopping the wood. A piece of wood was flying, hit somebody in the head, and killed him on the spot. Right? What's that halacha then? Do you go to Golas or not? Maybe every girl, Rabbi said you go to Golas. This is the Torah's case that you go to Golas. Not your last case, right? If their axe fell, Rabbi said you don't go to Golas. Only if the piece of wood killed the person. According to Rabbi, right? Chachamim say no. And no, you don't go to Golas. So we're going to see something while they're arguing. What was the Torah scenario that you go to Golas? Rabbi said the Torah scenario specifically when the piece of wood, the wood chip, killed the person. Right, Chana? According to Rabbi, when did you go to Golas? So which scenario? Only when the wood killed the person. I'm chopping wood. And the wood went flying. Right, that's when you go to Golas. According to Chachamim, when did you go to Golas? Only if the axe fell off. If the piece of wood fell off, there's no Golas. That's all. Right? Good? Is that a dream? What's that? The Quran, so far so good. The board is good. It's helping you. It's helping me control. It's helping me to move. You know how to read English? Smoke? No. Fine. Good. Fine. Now, what's the reasoning for why do they say it? Let's see the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. What's Rashi in the Mishnah? Right, when Rabbi said the case was in that eighth mispakeh from the wood that was being cut, that was being split. Rashi, yatsa kisa, kisa is like a wood chip, a little piece of wood. A little piece of wood went out. The nites went flying. Like nites, like a lot of sparks go or nites. So yatsa kisa, a little like a wood chip went out. Beneath us and like got thrown the meracha too far away. But however, and then it hit somebody and killed him. Like, still boom, the people were flying. Hit a guy and killed him. Good? What's wrong? You don't like what we heard of here?
No, I'm just done.
What's the battle?
Okay.
Good? Fine. Now, what's the source of the machlokes? What's the source of their argument? What's the source?
I think it's kind of come down to, I think it was an argument, the term wood. Wood meaning the axe handle, or wood meaning the chip on it?
Oh, so we'll see. Really, the Manishal also, but we'll see. That's one shot. That's in one shot. Good. Tanya. We learned in A. It's a Tanya.
Bryson.
Amar lem Rebbe l'chacham. Rebbe said to the chacham. I mean, he's arguing. He's explaining his reason. Totally. He said to the chacham, the chi ne'emar. And does it say, v'noshal ha'vazel me'itzay? V'haloi ne'emar. Doesn't it say, v'nishal does it say that the wood slipped, that the metal slipped from the wood?
The barzal slipped from the wood. The nishal slipped. Habarzal the iron.
Isn't it? It doesn't say ella only min ha'etz, that the barzal slipped from the wood. What's Rabbi telling you? See, the point is, you're saying the pasuk means that the axe slipped. The Torah doesn't say the barzal slipped from the axe. What does it say? It says the nishal habarzal min ha'etz. I mean, what does he want to say from min ha'etz? He wants to say that what does it mean min ha'etz?
Rabbi's saying
I want to prove you in the psukim, you're
he's
wrong.
He's saying to the Hakim. He's going to argue now with Hakim and say, you're wrong. Why?
Because he said, if the Pasuk says that the
iron slipped from the handle,
from the wood, then I'm going to agree to you, it's your opinion. He said, does it say the iron slipped from the wood, which means it slipped from the axe?
Right.
If it was the axe, the iron slips from the axe. You
say, so he's agreeing with them.
It doesn't say that.
Well, why? The Chacham is saying that the axe slips, the head of the axe goes and kills, then he goes to Golis.
Right. He's asking, but why are you learning it then? Do you have a pasuk that says the axe slipped from the wood? That's what the pasuk says. I mean, the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk doesn't say your case. What's your case, the Chacham? The axe slipped from the wood.
Right.
Right, that metal part slipped from the wood. It's harder than saying it. Look at the psukim. Doesn't say that's what happened. Say, does it say the axe fell out of the wood? That's their case, right?
Right.
What does it say? Va'aloi, isn't it? That loyner doesn't say ella only. What does it say? Min ha'etz. From the wood. Doesn't say from its. It doesn't say from its wood. It says the axe slipped.
Oh, from wood, so to speak.
From which, what does he want to say that means? He wants to say that means the axe slipped. My v'nashal by the minha is, so to speak, from the wood. So to speak, my axe slipped a little bit, and that sent the wood chip flying. And therefore, when it kills somebody, right? If you're chopping normally, it's not flying. Say, like somebody slipped over here, the axe slipped, so to speak. And then the piece went flying. So twice, the wood chip went flying. Rather than say that the wood from the axe went flying.
His interpretation of what the pasuk says.
Exactly. He's asking on that. He's even more than that clarifying. He's asking, no, you're wrong. The pasuk doesn't say you were sitting in. Let's say the axe slipped from the wood. Right? It's not the axe slipped, right? The metal of the axe slipped.
He's saying the wood chip slipped. Or the axe slipped. It caused the wood chip to slip and the wood chip killed something.
This is the metal axe from the wood. The head of the tree. The psukim sound more like me than like you. Sound like I'm right for the psukim. But I also, furthermore, I have another thing to ask you. Ne'emar eitz lamata. It says the word eitz lamata, which means when it says initial habarzal minha eitz over here. The ne'emar eitz, it says the word eitz lamata higher up, meaning the psukim earlier. Higher up the psukim earlier.
It
says that it's the word below, which means that's our possible word referring to.
Is it, I'll say, is it referring to the action of it?
We'll say not below. It just means below and above. We have two different psukim in the Torah. One is
why is the same duration? Why is the same the part, the second part? Why is
it saying? It says the word eighth below, and also it's whenever at lamayla, eighth lamayla. It says the word eighth also
right,
the
below,
front and the pasuk right. Higher up. It says also the pasuk higher. It says lichver sa'eitz. So we have two psukim that say the word four. So what do you want to say? Ma eitz ma'am lamayla. What it just like the wood that was what we spoke about earlier was been had eight times back here. Was referring to the wood which was split. Right? I say, what's he saying? What he's saying? It says eitz l'mata. It says the nashal adam. It says eitz l'mayla. Before it said lichur to eitz. They want to make gzeir shalom. Ma eitz, just like when it says the word eitz amr l'mayla. When it said it above earlier, it was referring to what? It was referring to minah eitz hamisbakir from the piece of wood that was split. Right? Right, which means the wood that the parcel with the axe is trying to chop. So too when it says the word eight on lower down. Ultimately it's also referring to the piece of wood that was chopped. It's all the same part.
How much
like
car is chopped?
How much split, literally split, like being cut. Split. What is he saying? If you have a fancy way to see the psukim say like this, what is the part of it? It says when your friend came into the forest to chop wood, and his hand pushed the axe to chop the wood. The nutshell happens on the axe, and the handle, the metal slipped from the axe. So which axe were you just talking to? That's not what comes to the forest, and they want to split wood. And then, right, which wood is that? So a person comes to the forest, they want to chop wood. Now we talk about the wood of a handle of his axe or the wood, the piece of wood. The person came to the forest, he wants to cheap wood, to chop wood, right? Which wood are we talking about? Not it. The wood itself, the tree. Then it says, and the axe slips, and the initial basal man eats. And we're continuing to the sentence. And the axe slips from the tree, then you go to God. The same way the beginning of my sentence. When I say you, a person came to chop the tree, which tree am I talking about? A person came to chop wood, which wood? Yeah, I thought like this. A person came to chop wood, and the axe slipped, and the wood went flying. Which wood do you think I'm referring to? What's my story? A person came to chop wood. The axe slipped, and the wood goes flying. Then you go to golf. Which wood do you assume we're talking about?
It's my books.
And stay with what's Rebbe trying to do? What's the logic?
He's trying to say.
But why? But why are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? It's the wood that I'm chopping. Why?
He's trying to say it's the wood he's chopping.
Why? It says, read the puzzle. It's a puzzle sailing. If a person comes and chops wood, and the axe slips and the wood goes flying, then you go to the. So you go to the flow. The flow is. A person came to chop wood, which is this piece of wood, right? I came to chop the wood, so this wood, and
the wood
a piece
flies.
Of wood goes flying, then you go to the.
Right.
Which wood are we talking about?
The wood
that flows. Which wood is the wood that's flying?
When he's chopping.
When I'm chopping.
When you chop wood in the forest.
Why? The same way at the beginning of my sentence, I'm talking, when I say wood, I mean this piece of wood. I'm continuing my sentence. This piece of wood also went forward. That's where every second thing he's saying. So just like a minute ago, at the beginning of the sentence, you're referring to this wood. I'm not going to say it means, if you can chop wood, and you hit the axe and the wood goes flying, oh, also we're meaning that the wood of your axe. It's not the flow. It's not the limit. Good? So that's what he's saying. Just like when it says the word wood, Ramayla, earlier in the process, referring to the wood that I'm chopping. So too, also later in the sentence, when the wood went flying, it's the wood that I'm chopping. That's what he said. Let's see the Torah. That's Rabbi second. First of all, he said he had an issue with the psukim, like an addictive to the psukim that they were wrong. He said also, read the flow of the psukim, you're wrong. If the psukim has no flow, you're making it like a funny flow. What's he say? See, well, let's see again that the third line, third line. Where are we?
I'm a Rabbi Chaim.
We'll start with the line before. Actually, yeah, we'll see. Let's see the second line of the Gemara. Two words in end. But I'm saying further proof that we're referring to.
So Rabbi's giving us two proofs.
Two proofs, yes. The first thing he said, furthermore, Ne'emar, it says the word eitz in the pasuk lamata, like lower down, or referring to our case, right? The axe slipped and the wood went flying. But the ne'emar, it also says eitz, the word wood, lamayla, higher up in this pasuk. So ma eitz, what is it that the eitz, when we said the word eitz, ha'amar lamayla, which was stated on top earlier in the pasuk, was referred to min ha'eitz from the tree ha'mespakeah, which was being cut. Af eitz, also, right, even the eitz, the word ha'amar lamata, which was said which was said lower in the pasuk, later on in the pasuk.
Both were a result of chopping.
That's the pasuk shot. Good. So then he says, therefore, I have two proofs against you, the chacham. Now, what's chad the chacham?
Sorry.
So what's the answer? What is the chacham going to answer?
I don't know. But
it seems that he has two solid proofs against the chacham. So what do you say?
Is Rakhaya is he answering for the chacham?
So he's in a way he's answering, but also he's going to explain both of them. He's really coming part of this agenda to answer, but he's going to bring out both of their sheetahs in a different way, and we'll see that later. Good. So in a way it's coming out that he's answering the chacham. He's helping us have understanding of the chacham. Correct. Perfect. So here's the explanation that the chacham can make sense. Let's just, before we see Reb Chiya, let's see that the Rashi, the first widest line of Rashi.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
What did Rashi say? I said the word eitz lamata. I said the word eitz lower in the pasuk. When it said v'nashal habazel.
It's talking about Rebbe.
This is Rebbe. Right, we're at the end of the pasuk. When it said v'nashal habazel, the basil slipped. Min ha'eitz from the wood. So there it says the word eitz. V'nashal eitz lamata. It says the word eitz earlier. When it says earlier in the same pasuk, lichvor, it's when you're cutting ha'eitz the wood. So just like above, it's referring to the actual piece of wood that you're chopping. Here also, the piece of wood you're chopping is what went flying. Rashi is bringing the pasuk. Yeah, but it's other way. It's all one pasuk. Rashi explains to us what's Barak and what's Lamayla. Good? Fine. Coming with Chaver Ashi, so to speak, he's helping answer the Chacham, he's helping us understand the Pshat in the Chacham, where they're coming from. So you say their Pshat, that the axe is what went flying. Amr Chaver Ashi, Amr Rav. Chaver Ashi said the name of Rav. Ushneim, and both of them. And who's the two of them?
We're back with Gomorrah.
Why are you doing the second Rashi? We said, to cut the wood. That was earlier in the pasuk, and it was the reference to the wood that you were chopping. To cut the wood. So too, and it said also later in the pasuk.
We're talking about the cut wood.
The wood that I am cutting. Good. And that's what I'm applying till tonight.
Alright.
Good. Let's go back into the
Gemara. Alright.
So Amar Pevar Ashi, Amar Rav, Ushneim, and the two of them. Who's the two of them? The two of them, from one pasuk, they're making a drasha. Who's the two of them? Rebbe and both of them are really making drushes off the same pasuk. The two of them, meaning Rebbe and Chachamim. So really, both of them, mikra echad, from one pasuk. Darshu, they are making a drush. Usually you have a machlekes. One person is like this from this place, one person is a different source. They were saying they have the same source, but they still argue. That's an interesting remark.
Because he's supposedly arguing in defense of the Chachamim, however, he's saying he's reconciling both of them are
the same source. But,
the same source.
But what that just means, the same source in the wording of the pasuk. However, there's going to be argument, they have the same pasuk, so they work off the same pasuk. However, they're having a two different understanding of what the pasuk means.
Right.
Has it happened? So what are we saying? The two of them, Rebbe and the Chacham, they're all darshaning one pasuk, and still Rebbe's saying it's referring to the wood. It's referring to the
two guys going in the forest and the one that chops and the wood flies.
The wood flies, and Chacham say no, it was the metal of the axe that killed him. Now how do they come out with two different shots for one pasuk? What is he telling you about? So Shneim, the two of them, they corrupt from one pasuk.
Yeah.
Rebbe and Chachamim, what's your source? One pasuk. What does the pasuk say? The nishal habarzel min ha'etz.
Slipped.
The metal slipped.
From the wood. So it's really, can tell you what again they're talking about, the handle or the wood from the tree.
Oh, so
it's
they
ambiguous.
It's ambiguous. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds Yesh Aim Lamasaris.
It says chill.
The mother goes after our mother, in the main way we learn. Spell. Find the star. Which means like this. 1 second. And Venisha Sim. And the word is written out, spelled Venisha. Rabbanan say, no. Yesh Aim Lamikra. We go after the mother, and the main thing that we follow is the way that it is read. Venasha Karina, and we read Venasha. We read it Venisha. Sorry, we read it Venisha.
Like
that. The thing I like in the Shas always.
So one say it's written one way, and one say we read it one way. Is that how it's?
Exactly.
How?
So, well, the big question in Shas, when you make a drusha, how do you make a drusha? You know, drusha always like go into every word, what it means, what it says. Right? Now, when I make a drusha, and I have an interesting word, something in the word of the Torah, it's written one way, or we read it a different way. A lot of you have a creel said, right? It's written, you have a word. So really, if you read this, it says Venasha. If it would say with the yod, if it would say like this, Venisha,
right.
This makes the E.
Yeah, they just don't go much with the
yod.
But
the word yod makes the E. Venisha. So in the Torah, there's no Nakuma.
No.
So how do you know? If you look at the word, let's say this, a yod after would make a T, Venisha. Right? So if the Torah doesn't say Venisha, it says Venasha. Right? But we read it as if it says Venisha.
So Rebbe's saying it's written, and the Chachamim is saying it's how it's read. Does that make sense?
Rebbe, it says Yesh Aim Lamasar, it's correct. He says go to the Masorah. The Masorah means how is it passed down, how it's written. So it's written, even though we don't read it like that.
Cause something.
It's written as Venasha. It doesn't say Venisha. Venasha. It's as if it says Venasha. Like this, right?
Oh, like that.
That this is how it's written. But it's read as if it's like a Phoenician. It's like a yod, right? Really, if you read it, there's no nekudot. The way Moshe Rabbeinu told us to read it.
No nekudot. We read it in
and we read it as if it says a really
like it. So they're bringing in Rebbe's Sfora that has the yod in it, and the Chachamim Sfora, you read it without the yod.
No, we read it, we read it. It's written in the Torah like this, we read it like this.
Fine.
The question when you make a drasha, when the Chacham want to go and figure out what a word means in a word, which one do you go into and go deep into? The way it's passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, the way it was passed down.
Because
from Moshe Rabbeinu, we know it, Allah from Moshe Messina, we know every step of Torah is written.
Have you studied?
It's a Masorah, that's Masorah. Masorah is passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu. That always means ah. Unless there's more vowels, it means ah. Vinasha, it's not like if you want to add extra vowels, we need, you have to add for you. That's the Masorah. If you say you read it, and there's a, you know, it's written like this. Usually, if we're going to have a special tradition to read it a different way, and I know, okay, don't tradition read Vinisha, it says Vinasha, we also read it Vinasha. We also have first thing is that also that you read it, you write it this way, and you read it like this. Now when you make drushes, which one do you make the drush on? Rebbe says like this. Rebbe says that you dash it the way it's written down. The way it's passed out to be written down. The Chalim, the way we read it, that's the main way to make drushes. That. That's the main way to learn it up and learn halachas from me. And when you try to learn halachas and take drushes, so what's the difference? So Rebbe says, Vinasha. Rebbe says, it's written Vinasha. So I make a drasha like it says Vinasha. So now let's see the rest. So we said Rebbe holds Yeshem of Maseris. So therefore Vinasha. So. Right. I think I wrote it backwards. It changed. I want to run it back. I don't want to care if they run it back. Right? That's a Rashi. It's fine. So let's see in Rashi. So we said, what's the difference? Do you go by the Masorah? Rabbi holds you go by the Masorah. This is the Masorah, how it's written. Who wrote it in the Torah? This is called Masorah. This is the way it's called Mikra, the way we read. Masorah. It's the right, it's the third word. But, now let's see Rashi. First, we're asking ourselves, what does it mean, Yesh'im Lamasorah? The mother is after the Masorah. And the Chaz said, no, Yesh'im Lamasorah. Now, what does that mean? There's a mother to the Masoret and a mother to the Mikra. You know what that means?
Mother
to the Masoret? What does it mean? Yesh Eim Lamasoret. It means the mother, the main thing, is the way that we have a Masoret that it's written down. The other way says, no, the main thing is the way we read it. Meaning, what says Yesh Eim, Gat Nechana? What does Yesh Eim mean? The mother is, mean the main thing we go after, the mother is the main thing we go after. That's the way it's written. Chachamim say, no, the mother is the way it is read. Now what, so let's see Rashi. Yesh Eim Lamasoret. And just life it is given over the ksav, the written shalteva, the ksav, the writing of the word, lamaisha, to maisha. Anu we need ladarsha to make a drasha. The lalatiyam mikra, not according to the way it's read. Which means we make drasha according to the way it's written, not the way it's written. Kshat the curve in
Asha. So he's agreeing, Rashi's agreeing.
Not agreeing, he's explaining Rebbe. It's not agreeing, explaining okay. Rebbe.
What, he's saying the Rebbe?
Okay. Explaining the side of
Rebbe. Rebbe's going by how it's written, not by how it's read.
Correct.
So he's agreeing, I don't want to say he's agreeing with Rebbe, he's clarifying Rebbe's position.
Fine, he's clarifying Rebbe.
Fine.
Perfect. Fine. Why? So Rashi said, Shat the Kurva Vinasha, when you read the word Vinasha, at the voice of you have to add Havara, the Havara is like the pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
Right. Shall. Add a pronunciation of an aleph, I shall hate, between the nun and the shin. The nasha. The fear was Cyrus, the Messiah was wrong. Whether it was Cyrus, the nishoksin. The Pusha.
What would the yud?
I mean, it's a, it doesn't really say it's as if, but if you read the word like this, it would say Venisha.
Which again is supporting Rebbe.
Which is supporting Rebbe. Which means, Venisha, so what do you mean, Purusha Nisha? Shehishil Havarzo, which means that the metal slipped, Min Ha'es, the metal slipped from the wood, which was being cut. We want this friend, then I found this friend, that's what we're explaining the puzzle.
It does make sense because that's supporting Havarzo. So the axe slipped, the head of the axe slipped and killed his friend, not the ship of wood killed his friend.
Right. So he's saying here, let me see. Shanisha Hishil Hafazal Minhae. The barzal slipped from the wood. Hamas Bakhe. So even though he was saying that, even according to Rebbe, the puzzle said the axe slipped. The axe slipped into the wood and the wood went
off.
Oh,
the axe head slipped into the wood and therefore the wood shifted from the axe slipping up.
That's what it sounds like.
Fine.
So for Rabbanan side, what did Rabbanan hold? Yesh aim la mikra. There is a aim for the mikra, like vinasha, which means you go after the way it's the way it's read. How do we read a vinasha? We read it. I think I can read it. It's read. It's written vinasha, and we read it vinasha. And if there's like a little aleph.
Yeah, but Rashi didn't put the. He has the same thing. Vinasha, vinasha. Rashi didn't change the he spelled the board the same way each way.
Because you always spell it the same. And the first time, what did Rashi say? First time, Rashi said, according to the Masoret, Venishoksin. It's written as if it said Venisha.
All right. That's a clarifying thing for me.
No, but the first clarifying thing, saying, Venisha Kri Lashon Pa'al, Rashi says. Havarzal will ask for the metal itself, Nasha Ma'al, the Havarzal itself. Meaning, it's a difference, I don't know what difference is, but it sounds the difference between Nisha and Nasha. The Nisha means that the, it's like, the artist says, it's like the act. I did the act and think so. The rest of the year, but Nasha is Karina Lasha Pa'a. The basil itself fell from the tree. I was going to say that how you say in English, Pa'al and this and that, all the dictum. It's a dictum question. It's a dictum. In dictum, the word Nisha, for me, that the axe hit the thing and it slipped away and it went flying. The word Benasha means the thing itself slipped.
The cause. The first one, Risha, is the cause.
Cause it. I want to say like a Benasha Pah, like a. But that's the English word. That's the English word. I feel like all the verse, it's very worth these verse. But it's still here, where is it? 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 It says, it's like this. It's transmitted form, that's from. It's over here. It's written in Nisha, which means the iron dislodged something. Right? The way it's written in Nisha means the iron dislodged something. And if you were the Nisha means the iron itself became dislodged. Like you said, this gives me the word in Nisha means that this did something to something else. The iron did action to something else, which means the wood went flying.
It caused the wood to fall. The iron caused the wood to fall. The iron slipped off the handle, hit the tree.
Right.
Once it hit the tree, it caused the wood to fly off, which kills somebody. So
it caused me that this thing is something happened to this thing itself. The thing itself caused the Nashal me, according to the Nashal itself, means that this thing is what went flying.
It wasn't
the Bible itself. That caused something else to happen.
The Nashal is like a chain. It set off the chain.
Right. Caused something to happen. Like, we need something to cause something to happen. We right. Caused the piece of wood to fall. It caused it for a minute. And this is, that says this thing, this happened
did
to itself.
It.
This did it. So, according to Rabbi, it says, if you go the way it's written, so it's written that the axe caused something to kill the guy. It caused the piece of wood to kill the guy.
Right.
According to the Chachamim, the Nashal means, no, this thing itself did have made the problem, which means this itself did the action. The Nashal means this thing itself slipped. That means that the axe itself fell out of the hand. That's a dictum. I don't really understand how a dictum works, but it's
no,
a puzzle.
Okay, so
but that's
they're breaking it all down. I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, I don't really understand.
The whole thing down. Two different scenarios.
Right.
We've got 4 minutes. And there's no shear.
There's no shear?
Rabbi Maimon's speaking about 30 minutes.
What about Rabbi Greg?
I just said there's no shear.
No shear. Okay, thank you.
Fine. So that's...
No, that's not here.
Okay. That's what he needed to know. Thank you.
Keep
going. We don't have to worry about time.
Okay, good. So saying, that is a difference. So again, let's see this Gemara inside again. You ready for the top? Let's see this Gemara get the top. Get extra time. Let's see, Tanya. We learned it at Bryce. Amar Lem Rebbe L'Chacham. Rebbe said to L'Chacham. V'chi Nehma. Does it say, the Nashal Habar Lom Eitzai? If the fire that fell from the wood, isn't it? Doesn't it only say? Only says, Ella only, min ha'etz. It says, it fell from the tree, which would seem like what it means. So what's Rebbe saying? It sounds like the tree hit somebody. What does it say? The fire that slipped, it doesn't say the fire that slipped from the wood, which means the fire that the iron went flying. It only says that it fell from the tree. The front of the tree hit him, which sounds like the piece of the tree hit him. That's first thing. First of all, Rebbe said, the psukim itself sounds like the piece of wood went flying and not the axe from its wood. But earlier, then also another problem, Nehemiah, it says, it's Lamatha. Is that good? Oh, so by the way, this first thing that Rebbe just said, of it's just say the Nishal Habaz on the Eitzel, right? This is really what Rebbe Chia Bar Asher was coming to explain. He said, what do we ask? What's Rebbe's question? He said, if you read the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? It says, the Nishal HaBazal may eat son. It doesn't say that. It says, Minha eats. Because we said, since he's holding, like we're going to say, through Yesh and the last service, you go after the way that it's written. So you go after the way it is written, that means to tell me that the axe puts something else to apply. Fine. Let's see what about you. Also, Nehemiah says the word Eitz Lamata. But Nehemiah Eitz Lamata says the word Eitz Lamayla earlier in the Pasuk. Ma Eitz Lamayla, just like it said the word Eitz earlier in the Pasuk. is referring to when the eight times back is referring to the wood that got slit, that got cut. After eight times lamat, even when it says eight long, when the eight times back is referring to the wood that got slit. Fine. So that's the question. See, the Rebbe has two things against the Chacham. Amchei Rashi Mura, Ushneim, and the two of them, Rebbe and the Chacham. Mikra Echad Rashi Darshi one pasuk. What's the pasuk? The Nashal Habarzal Mina Eitz. This pasuk, Mar Savar, one person, Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds Yesh Eim Masoros. Rebbe holds, you go after the Masoros. What's the Masoros? You go after the Masoros the way it is written. So since it is written as if it says Benishal. Right, it's not really Vinashal. And therefore, it says Vinishal. So it says Vinishal. Therefore, that means this axe slipped and caused another action. It caused a piece of wood to go flying. Rabbanan says, we know, Yesh Eim LaMikra. The mother, the main thing is the way we read it. And Vinashal, when we read it, Vinashal.
It's a
Chacham. Chacham, Rabbanan, Chacham, Yesh Eim LaMikra, the main thing is the way we read it. Vinashal, since we read it, Vinashal. And Vinashal means that this thing did the action. So the axe itself fell, flew, and killed someone. Now the Gemara asks, you just told me, did the machlokes and shas, if you hold, you go after the Masorah, after the way it's written, or after the Mikra, after the way it's read. It's the shas, and you said it's Sukkah, it's the shas machlokes, it's all over the place. But you're telling, we our Gemara just decided, we just assume, that what does Rebbe hold? What do we say Rebbe holds? Rebbe holds Yesh Ein.
He's saying you're going after the way it's written.
Rabbi said, the way it's written, you go after the Masorah. You might say, are you serious? You say, Rabbi, Yesh Eim LaMasoros, Svirle. Rabbi, he holds, like the opinion that holds, you go after the Masorah, the way it's written. The way it is.
Yeah.
Spell. Alright, we have a question. We have a problem with that. Because we have, I was going to go to Chassim Aleph. Baham, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yisrael, I'm Rabbi Yechanon. This is why you said the name Rabbi Yechanon. That the following people hold Yesh, they don't hold Yesh Eim LaMasoros. Rebbe, so we just mentioned Rebbe. It's like, do you really say you hold Yesh Eim LaMasoros? So I v'ha am Rebbe Yisrael Bar Yisrael am Rebbe Yechanan, Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda ben Rayetz, Ube Shammai, V'Reb Shimon, V'Reb Yakiva, Kul Hu Sfirulei, they all hold Yesh Eim LaMikra. They all hold, you go after the way it is read.
Wow.
So happy to tell me Rebbe hold. You go after the way it is spelled.
So everybody's lined up against Rebbe because all these fives.
No, the problem is Rebbe himself. Is
away with
the problem is Rebbe himself is himself. Who's the first name? Who's the second line? Who's the first name?
Second line, Rebbe.
Rebbe. And Rebbe says here, what do you say here? Yesh Eim.
Well, Rebbe before says that Kasid, how it's written. Now he's saying Rebbe, now they're saying that Rebbe's included the heckle of how it's good,
how it's read.
How it's read, that's.
Good, so that's.
How it's. Read,
good.
Not spelled.
Good. So it's a contradiction. You're telling me for Rebbe Gold, how you're telling me for Rebbe Gold, how it is written, and now you're telling me it goes how it is read. So really, the one says, how do you make no sense? How do you explain that my play with the Rebbe, the Rabbanan, Rebbe Hold, is the Lord? Sorry, Joseph, that's not true.
Now Rebbe's jumping the ship.
Yeah,
Rebbe's jumping the ship.
We know that Rebbe holds the Shalom Mikra, so how could you explain Rebbe? We were coming to explain Rebbe. But you can't explain that Rebbe holds.
So there's no shear at 12 o'clock. The rabbi might show the 12:30 in the room downstairs. Just regular.
And we explained Rebbe, one person, we explained Rebbe holds you go at the way it's written, the way it's spelled. The problem is we have a source that says, right, we want Sanhedrin, that says Rebbe himself holds you go at the way it is read. So our answer is not a problem. Hainu, this is the cover of what he said then. You say, if you look back right in the beginning of our Gemara, Rebbe had two issues against. If you look back in the first line of our Gemara,
right.
Rebbe had two issues against the Chacham.
Right.
Rebbe had two problems. Right? His first issue was that the Pasuk said, right, what did Gemara say? Tani Eberlu, Lam Rebbe Lacham, Achi Nema, Rebbe Nashal, Abad, and Eitza. His first issue was with the Pasuk. But there are Elamina Eitza. But Oedin also, instead of Eitza Lamayla, it says Eitza Lamash. So what are you trying to say? So you're right, really, the first shot, Rebbe, according to himself, was a Natasha. The first shot, I don't really hold that you go with the Masaris. I hope you go to Mikra. But according to the opinions you hold, you go to the service, I have a question there. You know, I personally don't hold that. But also, I have a thing that I do hold. So that's
sure.
I'm coming tomorrow, we'll go back to me. I told everybody we're going further. We're going further.
Sure.
understand why the Masoret used to read it without the Yud, the Yud, or no?